Good morning, Arizona homeowners. If you are just tuning in, welcome to Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 27 years. If you'd like to join the program, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. This is the 8 o'clock hour of our 4-hour broadcast, the 8 a.m. hour. And we're always talking landscape and gardening. And we have our host, John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery, in to answer your questions about landscape, lawns, gardens, vegetables, trees. If you plant it, grow it, or if it can be burned.
Well, there's one person in there that
that's what I'm talking
to burn plant.
It's 1-888-767-4348. We had your brother Jeff in last week talking about getting ready for planting and the fall gardening, and it's heated up a little bit more this week, but we are getting four below the rim. You're getting right into your seed starting season.
Well, September 1 is what, Tuesday? So we're there. I looked at the weather forecast for next week, late next week. Looks like we're just right at or a little below 100 degrees by next weekend, maybe mid-90s. So maybe this is kind of the last gasp of really hot weather that we're going to have. So people should be getting their soils prepared, getting their gardens prepared, tearing out that old stuff that's just taking up water. We just talked about water, and one of the ways to save water is to not water plants that have no value. So if you're watering it, I was at a young couple's house yesterday doing kind of a little walkthrough, and they got an old tomato plant. I said, take that thing out, turn the water off for a week or two, get some compost, get that soil ready. You're just wasting water. And the list, it gets really long come September of all the winter vegetables that we can start, at least from seed. And then as we get past Labor Day and into a little cooler weather, the starts, vegetable starts start coming out. So, yeah, we're right on the cusp of fall gardening big time right now.
And it's putting that dollar value to the water where it finally hits home. How much is a brand new tomato starter cost?
Yeah, $1.99 to $3.99, depending on what kind you want to buy and how big you want to buy it. Yeah, a couple of bucks. So she asked, should I just cut this back and keep it? I said no. Tear it out for $2 or $3. Go buy a new one. It'll be young, vigorous. It'll grow fast. It'll actually get to the point where it's producing faster than that one will anyway. And they are an annual. God designed some plants to only live one season. They were designed to, from a seed to grow, to produce a flower, to set a fruit, and to die. All in one growing season. They're called annuals. They weren't designed to be perennials. Our weather sometimes tricks plants into being perennials because we don't either freeze hard enough, or you shade things, you put them in a microclimate where it's not so hot that they can survive. But sometimes that is getting back to the value and the waste, we're wasting water watering that plant all summer to try and hold it through till fall, or watering it all winter to try and hold it through till spring, when you could grow a new one just about as fast, and it can be as or more productive by planting a new one for a couple of bucks when the water might cost you considerably more than that, frankly.
This is also a critical time for citrus owners.
We're getting to the time to start feeding citrus again. Our Labor Day trigger date is coming up fast. Probably could start now if you wanted to. So this kind of last fertilization before winter to help not only citrus, but anything that's kind of subtropical. And frankly, most of our landscape plants could use a little help after, what started off as a very cool, mild summer has become, I will bet you this is going to be the hottest summer on record. July was the hottest July on record.
Hottest July. Yeah, that's right.
And I'll bet you August is pretty darn close.
It's got to be.
We set some records, 117, whatever. So what started off to be this nice, cool May and June has turned into a booger of a summer. For plants.
We're going to have to go back in the archives, because I think I remember a conversation in the studio about, you know, man, this is sure a nice mild May. I hope that doesn't mean a hot summer. And I think somebody said, yeah, the old timers will tell you there's no relationship to.
Yeah, and there isn't, but that doesn't
mean it won't happen.
And, you know, it hasn't been necessarily longer. Now, the jury's still out as to how long the summer is, because then we get into September and, you know, when's it going to cool off? But we have had, you know, not record-breaking amount of 110s, because that's 30-some days. We've had over 20, I think. So anyway, point of the matter being, fertilizing your plants in late summer, early fall will also help them recover. Rose bushes, I've looked at a lot of bad-looking rose bushes. They always look pretty tough by the end of summer, but even more so maybe this year. So even citrus trees that haven't been watered enough. So getting some fertilizer on things certainly will help them. As the nights get longer, the days get shorter, and things cool off, they'll recuperate in time before it gets cold, because you don't want to push a lot of new growth into cold weather, but you certainly want things to recuperate. So fertilizing citrus here in a couple weeks, start grooming rose bushes and feeding them, getting them to recover, and just almost all of your landscape plants.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Chris called before the hour even began.
Wow.
He's ready. He's got a question on his melons. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I have a pumpkin question and a watermelon question. The pumpkin question is, I believe I planted them from seed at the correct time, and there's not a pumpkin to be found. There's some 10-foot vines growing all over, probably 15 of them, but there's no pumpkins. Is there any chance I'm going to get a pumpkin by Halloween?
Are they even blooming?
Tiny blooms, but they open and then just shrivel up.
Yeah, when it's as hot as it has been the last couple of weeks, even plants that are kind of designed to start out in the hot weather will have a hard time. Pollen's generally not viable when nighttime temperatures don't cool down, so they just won't set fruit even if they bloom. The good news is you've got the vines, they're growing, they're established. Soon as we start to cool off at night, you'll start getting some set. And you'll start getting pumpkins. Will you have pumpkins by Halloween? Yeah, they may not. You're not going to have a world record size pumpkin. You're not going to do that here anyway. Okay?
Okay.
See, even our giant pumpkin contest guys will never set a world record here. They grew some really big ones, you know, 400 plus pounds. But they do those in the winter and going into the spring. They don't even try and grow them that big when we traditionally grow pumpkins. So you'll get some really nice, if nothing else, you should get some really nice baking size pumpkin pie pumpkins, which are still big enough to make a jack-o'-lantern out of.
All right. And then my watermelon question is planted the watermelon from a starter. It sent out vines 20 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
Got the one watermelon that grew, started turning yellow on top, just a tiny bit of yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I water it twice a day. All the vines looked great. And yesterday, the watermelon, it didn't explode, but there's just cracks all over it.
Yeah, I'd probably harvest it. It's sunburning, which is very common for watermelons here in the late summer. They just that spot that's right on the very top will sunburn. And then as it tries to size up and grow, it you know, just has no elasticity and it cracks. We see that with all kinds of produce here. Tomatoes will do it. You know, even citrus will sunburn on certain sides of the fruit. So that's just part of kind of growing melons. When they grow bigger and they poke up out of the cover of the vine, your late summer and mid-summer melons will get some sunburn on them. Doesn't mean the fruit, the inside's not any good, but if it starts cracking, it'll go bad quick. So go ahead and pick it.
Good luck with your harvest, Chris. Let's go to Raymond and see how we can help him and his landscape this morning. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning, Rosie. How you doing?
Very good.
Good, good. I have an irrigation question for the nursery and for you. What it is, I don't know if it's coming from my neighbor's yard or whatever, but there's a leak. And the people on your list tells me that they don't do leak detection and they won't pull out the old irrigation system and put in new for me. Does the gentleman that you're with Does he have anybody that he calls upon when he needs irrigation work done?
Well, Raymond, did you call the plumbers asking them to find you a leak in your irrigation system?
I called up the guy on your list, I think it's Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah, the plumbers.
Yes, hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
It came out and they said they could do the leak, but it would be very, very, they could do the detection, but it would be very, very expensive if they did it.
Yeah.
Because they use, because the guys who do it use a certain type of gas.
Right, right. So what we need to do, most irrigation leaks, John, correct me if I'm wrong, are found by experienced landscape irrigation guy turning one valve on at a time and picking it up.
Right. You have a landscape irrigation situation, not a house plumbing leak. So it's different set of
tools,
skills,
of
equipment, license, and quite frankly, pricing structure.
Yeah.
So you want to call
any one of our landscapers on the website.
I'd be happy to take your irrigation system out and put a new one in.
Think Green Irrigation,
yeah.
CYC Landscaping, French Accent, any of those, Raymond, would the landscapers are going to be more the expert you're looking for, not the plumber in this case.
And that's exactly what we would expect from a Rosie certified partner. They were told you right up front we can do it, but we're going to be your expensive option and we're going to save you
There's
some money.
There's a better way to do this.
Go find someone specialized in that trade. So you are in the Litchfield Park area. We will get you in touch with the closest landscaper to your area that you can find at ROSIE. That's rosieonthehouse.com. No matter where in the great state of Arizona you live. It's 1-888-767-4348. We're coming back with Danny on Chilean mesquites and Vivian on a sumac.